This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You're listening to the international hit show, The Baby Names Podcast. And here are your hosts, the Moss Sisters.
I'm Jennifer Moss.
And I'm Mallory Moss.
And we're the founders of BabyNames.com.
And we are sisters too.
And this is our last episode of the year, and it's the best and worst celebrity baby names of 2023. We have a special guest today, as we do every year, and that is our celebrity baby blogger, Kate Phan. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
So happy to do this again. I love this episode.
I do too. It's so much fun because we get to just do all the celebrity baby names in review. And believe it or not, I did a little data mining on this, and you have reported on 112 celebrity babies throughout the year.
So many.
I know. And now two have not been named as of this recording, and that is Adam Driver's daughter with Joanne Tucker and Whitney Cummings' son. So Whitney is very private, and she doesn't really tend to release a lot of information. But the other 110 do have names. And Kate, how do you feel that the celebrities did this year overall?
Overall, I'll honestly say they didn't do that bad. There were, I mean, you'll always get some interesting oddball names, but I mean, there were quite a few good ones. I was doing some reporting and writing them, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty good, or oh, that's really cute. And it's just nice to see.
And something I noticed also is that the general population is kind of getting out there with baby names. It used to be that celebrities had like the exclusive on crazy baby names, but that's not the case anymore. Mm-hmm. Now crazy baby names are all over the place and everybody's getting very creative, as we should say.
With a K.
Creative with a K and a Y and a Lee. L-E-I-G-H at the end. Creatively. So the celebrity names don't seem so out of place anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the other thing I noticed is that there weren't many duplicates. There were only 7 duplicates of, like, celebrities using the same name. And it didn't go beyond 2, which I thought was really interesting. So we had, let me tick them off. We had 2 Ernests, which I thought was kind of funny. Hey, Vern. I guess there are people who don't remember that character back in the day. 2 Gias, G-I-A, and that's a beautiful name. Kind of goes with everything because it's short and sweet. We had 2 Max, M-A-C-K. 2 Mias, M-I-A. 2 Rio, R-I-O. There's kind of a pattern in this. 2 Romans and 2 Romes. Mm. And that's it. That was all for the repeating names. Wow. So everything else out of the 110 babies who were named were completely unique in terms of the celebrities. So what we're going to do is we're going to go, each of us kind of talk about the names that jumped out at us, either good or bad, and then we're going to pick our top 3 best and worst, and then we're all going to vote for an overall winner and loser. So, Kate, why don't you start off? Which ones jumped out at you?
So, this year, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas's second daughter, who was born last year, her name was revealed, and I think it's so beautiful. It's Delphine, which is a French name that it sounds so beautiful and almost regal. I just love how it sounds.
Mallory and I both love French names, so I agree.
I love the name Delphine, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's different without being too unique. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like unique, but not out there. I just love it. So pretty. Another one that stood out that I feel like you don't hear a whole lot, and it's, I guess, sort of, it's not out there, but it's Matilda, which is Kaley Cuoco's baby. I just think it's so cute. And there's a nickname with Matilda, Tilly, which Tilly was one of the name choices I had for my second child, if it was a girl. And so, I don't know, for me, that was just something close to my heart. So I liked that one.
Mallory, wasn't that mom's dog, Matilda Mary, and then she called her Tilda?
That's Tilly. Exactly the case.
That's so cute.
She was a crazy dog. She was a Jack yes. Russell.
So yeah, those were two that were very interesting and stood out to me. So,
Mal, what do you have?
Okay, so it's a miracle that this actually was on my good list, and that is Elon Musk's baby Azure. And I love that name. I think it's beautiful. I love the color. But it's not as face as red or blue or green. Did not like the name Capri Summer. I thought it sounded like something out of fashion catalog. Today is Capri Summer.
It does. Or Capri Sun, the drink.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
I like the name Frankie. I think Frankie's cute for a girl. And I always love a good Leo. I don't like the name Lue or L-U, and that's Lindsay Lohan's baby, L-U-A-I. I think it's confused.
Lue Eye or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be confused with Luau, frankly.
I could see that, because that's what I thought when I first saw it. That's the first thing that,
you
yeah,
thought it was Luau?
That popped into my head. I was like, Luau. I was like, wait, no, that's, is that right? No.
Misty Rose sounds like a you know what. I don't want to say it out loud.
Hey, I did a TikTok on stripper names. You can call
it. Okay. It sounds like a porn star name, frankly.
Oh, okay.
All right. And I still think it's cute that Paris Hilton named her baby Phoenix, maybe because I live there.
Paris named her kids Phoenix and London both this year, right?
Yeah, right. They were both born via surrogate. So the first baby was January and London was November around
okay.
Thanksgiving.
That makes a little more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and, you know, I'm not a fan of Jupiter, even though I'm a fan of Ed Sheeran. It didn't mm-hmm. end up.
I know. Can we talk about
that? Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I thought what I pictured him doing was getting some kind of classic old-fashioned name. I don't know. That's just kind of how I picture him. And I just, I don't know what happened with that, with Jupiter.
Me either.
The name Jupiter was on my list in 2021 for Ashley Tisdale's baby by the
oh,
same
right.
name.
Right. And we thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, and the thing is, if you just change one letter, just change it to Juniper, I'm all for it. Love it. Yeah. Why Jupiter?
I know.
Did I miss something? Is Jupiter a girl?
Yes. I think.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh. Yes, mm-hmm. it is. Oh my gosh. That's terrible.
Why? What does it matter if it's a girl or boy?
Well, it just makes it extra awful.
What if it were
oh
Jupitera?
Well, I think Juniper is okay. I don't even like, I'm not
like,
even
like, what's
big
the
fan.
Difference between Jupiter and Luna or Venus?
Hydra. Because, I don't know, I think Jupiter just sounds more either male, maybe gender neutral, but I don't even think it's gender neutral. I don't know.
I think, you know, phonetically, it's a very harsh name. It's got the J and the P and the T and an R. Mm-hmm. Jupiter. You know, that it makes you sound like you're almost spitting or something. So I think, I don't know. I mean, if we go phonetically, Jupiter Sheeran is, it's just awkward.
Yeah, not a fan. Mm-hmm. Not a fan. Yeah. Avena is cute, but isn't it a lotion?
Yes.
Well, it's Aveeno.
Is the lotion?
Aveeno.
Oh, okay.
Not Aveeno. Yeah, it's the lotion. Yeah. So it's close.
I think everyone's going to go, is that a lotion?
Yeah.
Aurelia is cute. That's Mark and Chan Zuckerberg.
You know, I noticed there's also, we've got Athena and Atlas. So we are going back towards the gods, and goddess names are still kind of holding strong as well. You know, Kate, you said that some of the trends for the new year are also like musician names. So we have a Hendrix, you know, Alexa Bliss and Ryan Cabrera named their daughter Hendrix Rouge. I don't know about the Rouge part. I don't know about naming, you know, your daughter after a cosmetic, but Hendrix is kind of cute. And I like that they used it as a gender neutral name.
I think also interesting is Banksy with an I. So, of course, Banksy is an artist. Mural or?
Street artist, yeah.
Street artist, yeah. Like, who's really amazing. So.
But why did they use the I? That's what I wonder. Because the artist is Banksy with the Y.
Oh, and it is a male baby.
And it's a son with a Banksy I. Mm. Kate, was there any story behind that? Banksy Ballas?
I don't think so. Not on the spelling. Yeah. They didn't
so
really elaborate.
Interesting. What people are thinking. And, you know, of course, they have the right to name their children whatever they want and have their reasons. It's just like we always advocate for the child. Like, can the child grow up without having the name be a burden or teasable? Or, you know, I remember once when I was in L.A., I interviewed this Malibu couple who had problems naming their baby. And I've told this story before. They wanted to name their kids Bullseye. And I'm like, don't name your kid Bullseye, please, because it's so teasable. And, you know, you have to think of the other children. And they're like, not where we're sending our kids.
No.
We don't tease each other.
Please.
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Oh, my
you know?
Goodness.
So if you pay enough money, the kids won't tease each other, I suppose. I don't know. But yeah, I think this is a really interesting list of names. I like Ledger Lundberg. We've got a lot of alliteration going on this year. I think that's really pretty with Sabrina Bryan and Jordan Lundberg. Some other names that popped out at me, Novi, N-O-V-I-E, instead of Nova. You know how I feel about a little diminutive names. And again, let's go to Oldie. We've got to talk about Oldie. What's so funny is they're right next to each other. I alphabetized my list, and Novi is right before Oldie, which is obviously they're the opposite. It's new and it's old. But why Oldie? Like Kelly Giddish, oh my gosh, Law and Order actress. Okay, look, Becca Kufrin named her son Benson. And I'm like, why wasn't that Kelly Giddish? That's so Law and Order if she named her kid Olivia or Benson. Obviously, it's male, so she wouldn't have gone with Olivia. But that would have been so cute.
No, I think that would have been goofy and dumb.
Oldie?
Oldie is terrible. Oldie. And I just want to point out, since you were talking about alliteration, I have to point out Gordon Ramsay's son, I think, Jesse James.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. I mean, if you're going to name your child after a notorious criminal.
I mean, what are you thinking?
I know.
Well, those are two fairly fine names on their own, but we've got some laughable names, including Jesse James, and we've got Spider Web, and we can talk about that one as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Belle Swash. Again, like when you put two words that are dictionary words, even if Belle is in French, it still means beautiful. So Beautiful Swash, that's another fashion name. I don't know. It's like, why are you creating this havoc for your child? Yeah.
Now, I did not put Spiderweb on my list. And I know that's probably shocking. But the father, whose name was Spencer Webb, he actually passed away from a cliff diving accident. Mm-hmm. When his girlfriend was 2 weeks pregnant. And so I just, you know.
2 weeks or 2 months?
No, two weeks.
Very
they determined she was Yeah, very early in the pregnancy. Oh, and man. So Spider was his nickname. So that's why he's Spiderweb. Now, I still think it's a little goofy, but she couldn't name him Spencer because it was too hard for her. So I did take that off my list, but until I found that out, it was definitely on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I still would have named him Spencer and called him Spider if it was too hard. Or choose another SP name and nickname him Spider. I think a lot of people, again, are using nicknames as given names, and that's not giving your child a choice of choosing their own nickname or choosing a formal name to use in any kind of formal circumstances, you know?
Even if Spider was the middle name, it still has that little attachment without, and you have the opportunity to give him his own name.
Yeah, I agree, Kate. Putting it as a middle name would have been perfectly acceptable because we don't use our middle name that often. But using it as the first name, so he's Spider Web, just makes the child's name a joke. A college student can handle that as a nickname. A 3-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 12-year-old probably will have problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a lot of long names where people chose two middle names, Adaiba Lee Nanyem Sweeting, which was Uzo Aduba's daughter, Cohen Ace James Allen, which was Jimmy Allen and Alexis Gale's son, Alio, Ocean, Wright, LaCoco. And they're also, these are long because they're using both parents' last names in that case, in Elio's case. Let me see some other ones. Matilda, Carmine, Richie, Pelfrey. That is a mouthful. Mia, Bella, Elizabeth, Sorrentino. Can you imagine filling out these forms?
Well, and I do want to point out that it's usual for royalty. So when Princess Eugenie, and I always say that wrong, Eugenie, and Jack Brooksbank named their son Ernest George Ronnie. I think the Ronnie is a little weird and out there,
yeah.
But good for them, you know?
They must have been honoring somebody. I don't remember the story behind that, but Ernest George Ronnie Brooksbank. I think that's a matter of using the middle name to, like, plug in people that you need to appease. Mm-hmm.
Well, if not appease, it could be honor.
Right, right. Sure, Ronnie. Whoever Ronnie is.
Jennifer, I have to point out, you're the cranky one today.
I must be. Now, I do love Sadie Robertson and Christian Huff's daughter's name, Haven. Haven Huff is so cute. It's Haven Bell, but of course, like, we go by first and last names, so... In real life, she'll go by Haven Huff. And Huff is kind of a hard name to pair with, but they kind of went all out and did the alliteration thing. And I just love that.
And her sister has an H name, too. Her sister's name is Honey.
Oh, okay. I like Haven better than Honey.
Yeah. But still, they got the alliteration there. So I guess
yeah,
a trend.
They've got a naming pattern, mm-hmm. You know, just like Paris does. I also like Ledger Lundberg. I don't know if I mentioned that before, but I think Ledger is kind of a cute name.
Yeah, I like it okay, but I don't like Ledger Gray because, again, we are back to two dictionary names.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, do you have a gray ledger? Ha, ha, ha.
Ledger reminds me of an accounting term, so that's just what I automatically thought. I was like, eh.
Yeah, or Heath.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Jen. It reminds me of Heath Ledger, but it's still weird with the gray.
But he's been dead, what, 15, 20 years now? Yeah. So the younger generation probably don't remember his work unless they're watching the Batman series. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I also wanted to point out, when I said the duplicate names, I didn't mention True and True because they're spelled differently. We had True, T-R-U, Xavier Naughton Lewis, which was Notori Naughton's son. And then we had True Legend, Harris Dupart, which is Debrat and Jessica Harris Dupart's son, T-R-U-E. So same name, but different spelling. It's one of those names that I would combine the spellings on our popularity lists. What do you think about True, Kate?
I kind of like it. It's sort of cute. I remember when Chloe first named her daughter true. I thought it was a little weird. But then I learned that it was a family name. I think somebody, I'm not sure which side of Chloe's family it was, but it was a grandfather or something. And so I thought, oh, okay. So it isn't like a new name. It's sort of like an older name. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of grown on me. And there was another celebrity last year. I think it was somebody in the Duggar family who used the name True. So it's kind of picking up, I think. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I work with the True, actually, but the True that I work with is female, and both these babies are male. So yeah. I think that's interesting. Now, they are both on my honorable mention.
Oh, okay.
One for good and one for bad.
Why?
Because of the middle names. It's all about the middle names.
Oh, yeah.
True, TRU, Xavier, you know, honoring the dad, that's fine. You know, dad is a Xavier, that's fine. But I don't like True Legend because...
Expectation name, too.
An expectation. Yeah. True Legend.
I don't like those exalted names, you know, like Legend and Messiah. It's like, I just think... Again, it's so much for a child to live up to. Or maybe conversely, it gives them confidence. I don't know. If you guys have a name like that, an expectation name or an exalted name, and you've grown up with it, we want to hear from you. We want to know how it had affected your life or if you gave one to your child, because I'm really interested to find out about the psychology of having a name like that.
Definitely. Write to us, guys, at podcast@babynames.com or join our Facebook group.
At facebook.com/groups/babynamespodcast. And another alliterative name that I kind of like is Forest Font.
What?
And again, Font is a cute last name. And Forest, yes, they're both two dictionary words. Forest Henry Font. I just think it sounds like an amazing author to me.
No.
You don't like Forest Font?
No, not at all.
Why?
Forest Font. First of all, it's hard to say. Forest Font, Forest Font, Forest Font.
Sounds like a font.
And second of all, it's a font. So to do two dictionary names, terrible, because everyone's going to go, oh, font, like the computer.
Well, if your last name was Font, what would you have chosen? And you had to do alliterative. Felicia?
You had to do?
Oh, it's a male. Yeah.
I don't like Felicia because of bi Felicia, even if it's a...
Plus it's a male.
Plus, I wouldn't name it small or big or large.
Or 16 point.
Or 16 point. I would not go with alliterative for sure. Alexander Font.
Because you would want to stay away from calling attention to the dictionary last name?
Yeah, exactly. How about Frederick Font? That's what you get.
That's cute. Freddie Font. Hello, I'm Freddie Font. I'm here to teach you about fonts on your computer. Okay. So we talked about number names. And we had a very interesting number name of a baby just recently. It was a Kardashian. Kate, why don't you tell us about that?
Yes. So Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker had their first baby together, and they named him Rocky 13.
Dun, 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 dun.
And that was part of the inspiration, was for the Rocky movies.
But what about 13? Did they talk about that?
He said it was the best number. It's just a great number. So, yeah, that's about it.
Rocky Barker is fine. I know a Rocky who's a little boy. He's Rockland, but I still know him.
But you hate 13?
13's horrible. Rocky 13 sounds like the next movie.
I didn't even think about that.
Me either.
It's terrible, terrible, terrible.
Maybe he's hoping that there will be more sequels.
Well, then what'll he do, Rocky 14?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows?
And speaking of Rockies, A$AP Rocky and Rihanna named their son Riot Rose. Now, you know how I feel about violent names. And I consider Riot, anarchy and chaos, things like that, I consider them violent names. And I don't like it at all. What do you think?
Well, that's on my worst list.
Oh, okay. So we will talk about that when that happens.
Yes.
We've got a George, a Georgia, and a Georgie, which I think are cute. We have George Augustine Seawald, and that's Jessa Duggar Seawald's son. And I think she did very well, considering mm-hmm. she came from a family of all J names. I think the second generation, like, stayed away from that whole naming convention. They were so sick of it.
Well, do you know the story behind that?
No, I don't.
So I can't remember the mother's name, but they started doing the J names, and then I think she'd had a pregnancy complication at one point, and so she wasn't sure if she could have any more kids. And so she was able to have more kids, and she continued with the J because she didn't want one child not to have a J, because she didn't know if she was going to continue to have it.
Oh, she didn't know when it would be the last child?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, I see.
So I kind of get it. But
yeah.
I would just like to point out that I have an issue with this list of names, and I think that so many are so bad that Technomechanicus is not even on my top three list. That's how bad this list of names
is. That's how bad this
And,
list
you know,
of
with
names.
Elon Musk, we expect dorky, stupid names. And he is indeed the gift that keeps on giving to babynames.com. But I just can't believe it wasn't even my top five.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
You know, it's not so bad if you take out the Mechanicus. Techno Musk. I mean, it's like, it's just dorky and cringy, but it's not horrible. It's not XPQRX12 or whatever that was, which I think was his worst. That was his worst baby name. But Techno Mechanicus, and again, this is another child with Grimes. It's cringy. I would say it's cringy. It's not terrible.
I think it's terrible.
But you know what's interesting is I was watching this Hulu show called Murder at the End of the World, which was a really good show, by the way, one season so far. And it's about like a tech billionaire. And he names his son in the show Zoomer. And I thought that is so perfect. That is perfect character naming, because
that
is exactly what a tech billionaire would name their kid. But yeah, Technomechanicus, it didn't make my top three either, believe
boy.
It or not. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Sounds like Kate might disagree.
Yeah, that was my top. I mean, I don't want to give it away. But that was my top worst name.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's go over, Kate, your list of the top three best and worst.
Okay, should I start with the best or the worst?
Start with the best.
Okay. Number three was Esty, which is John Legend and Chrissy Teigen's baby girl. I like, it's a cute name and it means little star, but it also had an unintentional like family connection. So Chrissy originally suggested the name because she liked it. And when she told John, he said, oh, that's perfect, because his great grandmother was Esther. So I like that it has a family connection without being like a direct rename, you know?
Right.
So
that's cool.
I really liked that. And as a side note, they had two babies this year. Esty was the one that Chrissy carried, and then they had a son named Ren via surrogate later in the year.
Interesting. So. I like the name Ren.
I do too. That's a cute one.
W-R-E-N after the bird.
Yes.
That's a bird name I approve of. Yeah.
Don't you guys think Ren and Stimpy?
No,
I think because of the spelling.
No.
Because of the spelling, and that it's Ren and Stimpy is way too old. That's 90s, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
90s are 30, 40 years away by now.
Oh, don't say that. All right. My number two is, and this is I'm going to pair them together because I like the names together. The name is Hazel B, which is Liev Schreiber's daughter. And I like the pairing because I think it sounds really pretty, and I like the nature aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I actually I remember writing this article, and I thought, oh, this is definitely going to make my list this year. It's just so pretty.
I like Hazel B. And those are two dictionary names, too. Hazel B. Schreiber.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
I actually like it too. It's not on my list, but I thought about it for my list.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Oh, and we didn't mention, as my eyes are in the H's, that Ireland Baldwin, who has a place name, had a daughter named Holland.
Mm-hmm.
So she and Paris both kind of kept with the place name trend. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And to shout out our blogs, I am going to be writing a blog about place names in the 21st century.
And Gucci Mane had a daughter named Iceland. So we can mention all these place name celebrity babies too in that blog post.
And we can't forget Tupelo Storm, Elvis's granddaughter. Oh, okay. Tupelo is in Mississippi. Yes, great granddaughter. Thank you.
Yeah, it was named after his hometown, right?
Yeah, named after his home. Yeah.
And it's funny you say that. That's my number one name.
Oh, and that goes to your number one. Okay.
Yes. I think it's such a cute name, Tupelo. It just, I don't know how, I love how it rolls off the tongue. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a subtle connection to a family member without being heavy-handed. And I just think it's really sweet. And her baby, Riley Keough, the baby was born in 2022.
Right. So. But they released the name in 2023.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think those are good choices. And now with the terrible ones.
Thank you. So I do want to side note, because you mentioned the name Iceland mm-hmm. for Gucci Mane's daughter. Do you know his son's name?
No.
No.
Greenland?
Ice.
Ice!
Oh, no. Ice that's horrible.
And Iceland. I was like, no. What? Why would you do that?
So Iceland on its own is not terrible, but
I think it is.
Pair it with a sibling named Ice, that's mm-hmm. terrible.
And if they do a third Ice, they could sing Ice, Ice Baby. Do, do, do,
do, do, do, do. Oh, boy.
So is that on your list? Is that number three?
It's not on my list, okay. But it was a fun story I did want to mention. So getting into the worst now, mm-hmm. and all my top threes were already mentioned in the interesting names.
Okay.
So number three is Oldie, because... Ooh, okay. Why? And it seems like an oxymoron.
Because why?
Because why? Oldie, I really thought like it was misspelled in her post.
Right.
I was like, oh, surely this is an accident. But it was written twice. So I was like, okay, this is what you meant. Let's go with it. Number two is Riot. Because it's such a violent name. And I feel weird about the violent names. And then pairing it with Rose, it's like, you're trying to offset the violence with something so pretty,
right.
And it's not working.
Do you think it's because it was the first two letters of her name?
I don't know.
Rihanna, and she just, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
I just know it's horrible.
What's A$AP Rocky's real name?
Can't even think of it off the top.
Rakim Athelstan Mayers. Interesting. So that has nothing to do with Riot Rose.
I'm sure there are plenty of R names they could have chosen instead.
Yes.
It's terrible. And, you know, I'm sorry. Is Rose a family name? Just because I just don't support.
You don't support Rose?
I just haven't been a fan of Rose. I don't know. And it's a boy.
Well, like Rosebud.
It's still awful. Rosebud was awful.
That was the name of his sleigh in Citizen Kane. His middle name was Rosebud.
Citizen Kane.
Maybe it's a nod to the classic movie. Who knows?
Well, my middle name is Rose, so I'll try not to take offense to that.
There you go. Maybe she just meant for a boy.
Sorry.
I don't know. Boys can have flower names if they want.
Yes, just for
nothing
a boy.
Nothing wrong with that.
My number one is Technomechanicus. Okay. I just I hear that and I just think like metal, like the material. And I'm like, I don't know.
It's a robot.
Why? Yeah.
Maybe the baby's a robot.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And if they were to have a robot baby, I'd say this is a great robot baby name, but not for a kid. But
well, stay tuned. Maybe it's AI and we don't know about it.
Who knows?
Robot.
Okay, Mal.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still laughing about Robot Baby. All right. So the good names, I agree. My number three is actually Athena Alexandra Menounos. And she's a TV personality. And I like that name, Athena Alexandra. I think it's very pretty. Mm-hmm. Number two is Caius Greene Jeter. So Derek Jeter and Hannah Jeter named their baby Caius Greene. I just like it. And if you're going to use a color, please don't use a noun for the first word, like Kelly Green. And I think Caius Greene works. And then number one has also been already mentioned and is on Kate's list, and that is Esty Maxine. Oh, I love it.
Okay.
I think it's beautiful. Cool.
Be very different from you guys. Okay.
Bad names are probably going to be pretty similar. Now, I think Riot Rose is awful, but I'm going to give it number three spot. The alliteration doesn't work for me. And like I said, I don't think Rose is gender neutral. Number two is Rocky 13. Which I think is just simply miserable because it does sound like a movie, and a movie in the franchise that would be like Fast and Furious 11. I just think it's terrible.
Okay.
But I think I agree. I'm going to be the only one who says this. So it's going to be interesting to see if Jennifer does. And that is Ava Brynn is actually mine. Yeah, you just got it, didn't you? My absolute worst name. And some of you just may be like, what's wrong with Ava Brynn? It's too close to Eva Braun, who, of course, was Hitler's mistress.
I bet they didn't even think about that.
I'm sure they didn't think about that, or I'm not.
Well, I have a story about this. I'm on TikTok a lot because I do some of the TikToks for baby names, and I have my own account. And what I found is that the Gen Zs, the girls, the women or girls who are named Sophie, are using the username Sophie's Choice because they don't. They don't know what that is. They just think it's cute. And so I usually contact them and tell them what it is. And I say, it's kind of offensive that you're using Sophie's Choice as your username. And none of them know what it means. And I explain to them, they're like, well, it meant that I'm making the choice to be strong and powerful in my world. And I'm like, look it up. Just go look it up.
And of course it's a Holocaust name.
You know, because it's,
or Holocaust
it's
book.
A Holocaust name, and the choice was horrific. I'm like, the choice itself is horrific, and I don't want to give it away to anybody who hasn't seen the movie, because if you haven't, it's worth watching the movie. But yeah, that's like, it's a horrible, horrible meaning. Why would you want that as your username? So anyway, that's my aside. All you Sophies out there, do not use Sophie's Choice as your username.
Yes, totally agree, of course. So yeah.
Okay, and don't name your kid Ava Brynn.
No. So that is my number one awful name.
Okay, so for my good names, I actually put Forrest Font as number three.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, wow.
What?
But since, because I like the alliteration, but since you guys hate it, I will change it to Haven Huff.
Haven Huff.
Haven Bell Huff. Okay, number two, we didn't talk about this one, but I think it's just sounds cool, is Jet McAllister. And that is the son of Whitney Carson and Carson McAllister. Jet McAllister. I mean, like Private Eye.
Or like a superhero.
I think that is such a fun name. Yeah, or a superhero. And then my number one was, because this is a very hard last name to pair with, Chmerkovsky. I don't know. Chmerkovsky or Cherkovsky probably. Is Rio John Cherkovsky. I think that was a very, very good choice because, again, that last name is really difficult to pronounce for, you know, stupid Americans. And they chose a name that was short and sweet and easy to pronounce and easy to spell. And John is the same way. But Rio's a little offbeat. It is also a place name, but it also means river. So it's also a nature name. So I think that was my number one name.
And I would just like to point out that Jennifer didn't mean that all Americans are stupid. She just yes, meant the stupid ones.
No, I mean, a lot of Americans have trouble pronouncing foreign names.
Exactly.
Okay. And as for my top three terrible ones, I did have spider web on there. I think regardless of the story behind it, I think it's a sweet sentiment. I think spider web is a terrible name. I'm still going to go with that. So my number two is Jupiter, Jupiter Sheeran. When my daughter was young, she used to watch all that on Nickelodeon all the time. And they had this skit where Kel Mitchell, that was all he would say was Jupiter, Jupiter. And that's all I think of. I can't get that skit out of my head when I hear that name.
Jupiter, Jupiter.
It was the Hoder of the 90s. Okay, so... So my number one name, and I'm sorry, Kelly, because I love you, is Oldie Richards. I think it's a terrible name for a baby. And I don't understand the thought behind it. But yeah, so Oldie for a baby or for anybody. For anybody, like, what are you thinking? And that...
Just go with Goldie.
Yeah. Or Foldy or Boldy or anything.
No Foldy or Boldy. Sorry, Jennifer. You have lost your mind.
Not Moldy. So now we're all going to confab and we're going to come up with the best and the worst. What do we all have for the top? Okay, I had Rio.
I don't know. I think SD is 2-1.
Yeah, because me and Mallory had that one.
I don't like Esty at all. I hate that name. It sounds like bestie. But 2-1. Mm-hmm. I like Elio Ocean, too.
Elio Ocean.
Elio Ocean. Elio Ocean. Wait. I have to go through the list and make a case for not Esty. What about Nikita Pashkov?
That's cute. Nikita is fine, but...
Okay, all right. I'll give you guys Esty for the top name of the year.
It's a good one.
Esty Maxine is cute.
I do like Maxine. I wonder if it means ST, like the letters.
No, she said that it was honoring two families.
Oh, Esther. Yeah. No, that was a coincidence.
But it was a coincidence. But I think Chrissy just liked it.
Esther.
I think she thought it was cute.
Okay. All right, SD Maxine Stevens is our number one name. And then we had the worst, and I had Oldie.
And I had Oldie.
And you had Oldie, and Mal had Techno.
Oh, no, I had Eva Braun.
Oh, yeah, Techno was my first, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you had Eva
Not
Braun.
Not Eva Braun, Eva Braun.
Eva Braun.
But wouldn't you say Rocky 13?
As the worst?
No, because Rocky Barker's not bad. If you take them all into consideration.
Yeah, what about Riot Rose?
Riot's pretty bad. Does that outrank Oldie?
No, Oldie's pretty bad, but it wasn't on my list. Riot Mayors. That's terrible.
Or Oldie Richards.
Boy. Oldie Richards. Can we have a tie?
I think maybe it is a place for a tie this year. Maybe it's a tie between Riot Rose and Oldie Richards.
Yes.
And God forbid they get married. Riot and Oldie. And then honorable mention will be Eva Braun.
No, stop saying that.
She can't help who she loved.
Yes, you can help who you love.
Oh, coming from you,
Jennifer.
All right, never mind. Sorry, I apologize.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mallory didn't marry Hitler.
That's good.
Okay, guys, I guess that's it. So we have our best and worst celebrity baby names of the year. There were some that stood out in a bad way and some that stood out in a good way. But for the most part, I think everybody did a fantastic job, even without consulting us. So it was Esty.
Yeah, Esty Maxine Stevens.
Esty Maxine Stevens is our number one best baby name of 2023. And our absolute worst baby name is a tie between Riot Rose Mayers and Oldie Richards. And so, Kate, what are we going to see for 2024?
I think we're probably going to continue to see some of these more normal names from celebrities, kind of like you were talking about before, Jennifer, where, you know, regular people are going a little outlandish with their child's names. I think we're going to continue to see more celebrities choosing more normal type of names for their children.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're flipping the script here.
Mm.
Good prediction, good prediction. And thank you for joining us. You guys, stay tuned. Keep listening to the podcast because every week, Kate Fan, she recaps the top celebrity baby news of the week, every Friday that comes out. And again, join us in our Facebook group to talk about this. Just go to Facebook and search for Baby Names Podcast. Bye, you guys. Thank you and have a lovely new year.
Bye.
Bye.